and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Now, notice that Simon Peter and Andrew are fishermen, and that Jesus calls them to discipleship by making them fishers of men. In other words, note the kind of play on words. To follow and be formed by Jesus is not really to abandon who you are, your gifts, your past, but God will call you according to the gifts that he has already given you. God's grace builds on nature. They knew how to fish, but now Jesus was going to redirect and elevate their natural gifts for a supernatural end. They were going to fish for the kingdom of God. So don't think your gifts are not suitable for the proclamation of the gospel. It may be precisely the way God is calling you to follow him. That is an important principle in discerning God's will for your life. You must see a thread in your past that you can see into your present that will join you to your future, to make possible your future. All of these things kind of need to meet. Even if there is a big change, there still must be a continuity. That is why people who are happy in their vocations will often say, "My whole life began to make sense." And that's, in a sense, what the disciples saw and why they immediately left their boats and followed Jesus. Let us pray. Attend to the pleas of your people with heavenly care, O Lord, we pray, that they may see what must be done and gain strength to do what they have seen. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.